Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome on this eve of Halloween. This Halloween Eve, we shall sit around the campfire at night. We shall read poetry that freaks thee to the very core. We shall tell ghost stories and more. Call 773-897-6461 to get in on the Halloween fun. I am your camp director tonight, Linda Irwin, and I am here with Jan Drake Bakke, the wonderful animal totem reader and poetess extraordinaire, and Lynn Bleasdale will be joining us very soon, automatic writer and medium. In the meantime, check in with our own Lori Connell, Lori C., as you may know her, in the chat room, to get a nice cozy seat by the fire as we all sit near the jack-o'-lanterns. We will also be giving readings. I will be announcing some prizes. But I do want you to get into psychicsgonewild.com and fill out the contact us form to put in for prizes or to schedule that personal one-on-one reading. Hello, Jan. How are you?
Great, Linda. Thank you. Happy Halloween, Eve.
Happy Halloween.
Yes, it is.
So,
and
did
it's
you have
a fine evening.
Yes, it is. And thank you for the lovely, lovely cake that you posted
good.
The wild room.
Yes.
Did you want to start us off with one of your spooky poems?
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for the way you talked about them, too. And here it goes. Trick or treat. That is pretty neat. A pumpkin head leaping, a goblin or two peeping, some vampires on the prowl, there's a werewolf with a growl, and Tinkerbell here too, and fairy princesses quite a few. Oh, it's Halloween night and everything's going to be all right. Have a howl of a good time. Watch out and be careful. We don't want any crime. The veil is thinner and the spirits are coming for dinner. Woohoo! Happy Halloween to all of you.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll have some yummies for them, won't we?
Yeah.
And here's Lynn. The spirits tried
Hi.
To grab her and take her away, but we got her. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hi, Lynn.
Babu.
Yeah, happy Halloween tomorrow.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
I'm in my spooky persona tonight. So just excuse me, it'll be all right. Lynn, what
Keep
did you have that you wanted to share for this wonderful gathering we've got around the campfire?
What I have for tonight is Halloween movies.
Cool.
Yeah, and what I've got two lists. I've got Mensa's Top 10. And I've got Rotten Tomatoes Best Horror Movies of All Time. So which would you like me to start with?
Rotten Tomatoes.
Alrighty. Okay. Their countdown. Oh, they've got like 75 in them. But I'll go quickly through this list. The number 75 is An American Werewolf in London, 1981. Number 74 is The Conjuring, 2013. Haven't seen that one.
Oh, I have.
Oh, is it good? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like I couldn't. All right. And number 73 is 28 Days Later. That's that virus one, isn't it? Or something?
That, yeah, that's like the zombie thing.
Oh, zombies. All right. I'll have to.
All right.
I'll see two more off this list. Then we'll go over to the Mensa list, which is kind of fun. Number 72 is The Black Cat, 1934. Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi, and Jacqueline Wells.
Cool.
And number 71 is Misery. Kathy Bates, James Caan, Richard Farnsworth.
Based on what?
Brent.
I
yeah,
know that
Stephen
movie.
King based that on what he believed might actually happen to him.
Yeah, kidding. Well, kind of scary out there. Okay, and the Mensa, we'll start with number 10 on the Mensa list, and that is The Birds. What menace threatens Bodega Bay in this Hitchcock classic? Why, it's a flock of seagulls and a murder of crows. Spoiler, Tippi Hedren survives. Suzanne Plachet wishes she had worn safety glasses.
Oh, for sure. And you said flock of seagulls, and I keep wanting to go. And I ran so far away. Oh, not that one. Okay.
And then on their list is number 9 is The Night of the Living Dead.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think we've all seen that one, eh? That
mm-hmm.
was kind of.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And number 8 on the Mensa list is Rosemary's Baby. He has.
Oh,
his,
yeah.
Yeah, he has his father's eyes. All right. Mm-hmm. So we'll leave that for a bit. I'll keep reading this throughout the show. We've got a lot of titles here. But I did we were doing music last week, and we forgot one really amazing piece of music from for Halloween, and that's Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells. We never mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought about that, and he needs a mention. That's The Exorcist music.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The album itself is truly awesome, and if you can get a hold of it, listen to the whole thing. It's really, really good.
Wow.
Mm. Okay.
Great info, Lynn. Thank you.
Oh, well, there you go, eh?
Hey,
yeah.
Thanks. I can't wait for a little bit more later. Like I said, we're going to actually get around the campfire and tell some spooky stories. And I actually have a couple of mine that really, really happened to me. And Jan's got one, too. Lynn, do you have some actual events that are kind of creepy in your life that you want to share?
Well, sure. Do you want you guys...
Lynn?
Oh, okay. I'll go first. Are you there?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I remember a house I used to live in, and the kitchen was about 20 feet up from the backyard, so the window was quite high up. And we were all sitting around the kitchen one night, and we kept hearing knocking, like knock, knock, knock at the window. There was nobody there, but we kept getting like all night long. It kept coming in intervals like, not like somebody trying to get in, but every time we looked, and there's no way anyone was up there because it was 20 feet up. So we never did figure out what that was, but it was a cool, it was like somebody knocking to get our attention. That was really quite, it was pretty creepy, actually.
Was that Halloween or that was another time?
No, that it sort of thing happens all year round.
Oh,
I love it. Halloween all year.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Cool.
How fun. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to remind everybody, we've got a Facebook group, and you can join the Real Psychics Gone Wild by going to www.facebook.com. They got com too. .com/groups/wild psychics. And be sure tonight, please, if you want to get in on some of our wonderful prizes, we've got Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa and Candy Club this month. Also sponsoring us through November, at least, is going to be bluemoonnow.net and psychicsstore.com. So be sure to check those out. But before we do any more with that, I would like to see what our Adams Family people, Igor, DJ Moon, and Candarella have to say about The Psychics Gone Wild.
They're psychic and they're funny. Their disposition sunny. They're always on the money. The Gone Wild family.
Their show is there on Blog Talk. So come and take a nice walk. Jethro the Red Tailed Hawk. The Gone Wild family.
That's cool. Cool. They rule.
Your future, it will be seen. Your heart chakra will glow green. Your energy will feel clean. The Gone Wild family.
Your veil is ever thinning. And prizes you'll be winning. Call in at the beginning, the Gone Wild family.
Yes, and whenever the Gone Wild family is on air, you can call 773-897-6461 to get there. And when we're not, there's a toll-free number you can call. And that one is 1-844-935-7200. Leave your complete contact information, question, comments, all that right after the beep. So going on to beep, 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 should we take one of these wild callers?
Let's go.
Yes.
We should.
We should.
Okay.
484, you have knocked on the haunted door. What can we do for you?
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for joining our Halloween special. What can we do for you?
I'm just calling. I'm wondering about my niece. We're trying to get custody over her, so I just would like to know something about that, if we're going to be getting her soon. Or what's going to happen with that.
Okay. Could I get your name, please?
My name is Santa.
Okay. Yes, I do believe we've talked to you recently. All righty. Not sure how much will have changed since the last time we talked to you, but I am showing two people involved in a white rescue ship. The first person involved, that could be your mother. Mm-hmm. And she's very intuitive, but also very gentle. But she's not as knowledgeable as you are in the ways that need to have things done. There's also an adversarial-looking man in this card. So it looks like it might be somebody that's giving her problems. So you may need to step in and kind of take charge. And I believe the white rescue ship denotes that for you, to go ahead and do as much as you can as far as investigating what needs to be done in this situation and getting it taken care of. Between the two of you, you'll get it done, despite what looks like it might not be. Okay, does that resonate?
Yeah.
Okay, Jan?
Hi. Yep, I think the last one was an elephant, but today, because I remember you so well, and today is a little bird, and I don't know what it's going to be called in here, because I see it as like a little Tweety bird, you know? So, gosh, I'm just going to think about what kind of bird is that, darn it? It's like a...
Is it a canary?
A little Tweety bird?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a yellow one.
Yeah, canary.
Okay, so it's a canary. Okay, so let's. Yeah, and I just keep seeing it. It won't go away. I'm even asking for the elephant, and it won't come. So it's not. The elephant isn't coming here tonight. For you, whatever.
whatever has gone before, whatever has gone before, let it all go and greet the morning sun with a spirited welcome and renewed sense of hope and purpose. You're now discovering the power of your own voice and how influential and effective it is in speaking and or singing. And you also need to get some more fresh air and sunlight for your health, is what it's saying here. And surround yourself with people who have who are positive to keep your emotional and spiritual atmosphere positive. And you have a considerable impact on others, depending on what you say, with love or compassion. And it can go either way, too. So your words are really powerful, is what it's saying here. So use your words wisely and speak, you know, speak wisely and with life over everything. And that is, I think that's mainly what the canary is saying here. And it says, if you have any obstructions or blockages or discomfort in your throat, this is where the canary comes through to help. It helps all the blockages in the throat chakra, and it helps with all of that, and especially if you're a singer. So anyway, I think I'll leave that. And it says that communication really is your powerful area. And so, anyway, do you have anything that, do you like anything musical or in singing or music or anything like that? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I do enjoy, you know, music. And if there's, you know, some music that I do like, you know, I do sing it. But I don't. Before, when I was younger, I used to take chorus, though, but not.
Oh, good. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Lynn?
Okay. Hi, Santa.
Hi.
I'm getting pretty much fairly similar impressions for you, where you do the legal, you take over the legal part and let your mom work with you, but the two of you will work together to love your niece back to herself. I see you're going to need a little bit more patience. I know it feels like it's never going to end, but I get the word segue. You've got to let it one situation play out to let the next situation come in. But I will also say here, it's that I wrote down for you, never, never, never give up, even when you feel like it. I see the number 17 for you. I think you may get some news on this event on November 17th. You need to be very careful that you don't neglect your self-care in worrying about this situation. I think you may not be paying attention to the balance in your own energy fields. So remember that and be very careful of anger. Anger comes from fear, and fear makes us weak. So don't let anger drip into the situation. And if you have to, you may have to deal with anger from others. Shield yourself from this and don't let it make you another angry energy. Fighting never gets anyone anywhere. So stand up, be strong, and don't let anger get the better of anyone in the situation. I hope that helps, Santa.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And be sure to go over to psychicsgonewild.com, put in for some prizes. Okay, Santa? Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Take care,
bless,
Santa.
Bless you.
Take care. Well, I think it's time for another ghost story. This one's an actual true story myself. I was 13 years old. I had two friends that were my age, Mary and Donna, and Mary had a little sister named Kathy. I haven't seen them in decades, so I don't know what they're doing now. But it wasn't actually a Halloween night, but it was something we'd heard about, so we thought we'd try it. And that was in a darkened room. Actually, the whole house was dark. The four of us gathered, crowded around the bathroom sink, looking in the bathroom mirror, and Mary said, "Bloody Mary," three times. Now, what's supposed to happen is the ghost of Bloody Mary is actually supposed to appear. Of course, it's a legend. It's a rumor. It's an urban legend at that. and you don't really expect anything is going to happen. But on this particular night, as soon as Mary had finished the third one, a shadow began to grow across the medicine chest mirror. Mary herself screamed so loud, she ran into me, knocked me down, trying to get out of the bathroom and get back into the hallway. And Donna was just standing there like she was in a trance. And, of course, Kathy just stood there and screamed. Well, the shadow didn't stay, but that scared us so much we never, ever did it again because we don't know what it was we brought. But I think it goes to prove, thinking retroactively decades later, that the power of consciousness, the power of belief, can manifest anything you want. I doubt it was actually the Bloody Mary ghost. I think somehow our intention and our belief system caused a shadow to appear for us. And it was probably harmless. Nothing ever happened bad to us as a result of doing that. We didn't really feel anything negative around us. We just managed to create this shadow. And if you can do that, think you can create rain where it's drought, create health for the earth. So let's use our manifestation powers to manifest things that are positive and loving in our life. The shadows are okay, and they make a great show, but, you know, that's left to those that are just learning and just experimenting, and they're teenagers giggling and having a good time. Well, we've all grown from that, haven't we? So let's use our powers to manifest something positive. All right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Awesome.
Jan,
thank
did you.
You
have another poem for us?
I do. I sure do. And I love that story.
Thank you.
Okay. This one's kind of long. And it goes, it's Halloween Eve on this special Thursday night. It's a candy conniption with lots of costumes soon to be in sight. Trick-or-treat will be all the words we can hear throughout the town. It will be ringing all over far and near. It's the Halloween sound. It's the most fun night in the year for all of us kids to have no fear. Chuckle, chuckle. Us grown-ups, too, will like to share some candy to a few. The children get to take the streets during this magnificent time at night where the spirits are out and about and can be seen, especially by those with that second sight. Let's keep it safe for the children on Halloween. It will be so fun for them to share their creative costumes to everyone along the way, to show off their favorite monsters and characters and getting ready for it all day. Fresh candy and fresh fruit are a rule. Sometimes freshly baked cookies are my favorite thing to make, and to see the kids' smiling faces they receive when they receive them, that is so cool. Let's make it a night to remember and one that is the most fun with the best of everything until the night is done. Happy Halloween to everyone. Let's put on our costumes, young or old. It's time to have the time of our lives. Have fun in your household. And that's it.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you. I do want to point out that Halloween is about thrills and not fear as we traditionally understand it. Fear puts you in a bad place. Thrills put you in a place of positive excitement. So let's have a thrilling Halloween, shall we? Lynn, how about sharing some more of those movies with us, with speaking of thrills?
Alrighty. Now, where did we leave off? Okay, we left off with Misery on the Rotten Tomatoes list. So number 70 is The House of Usher. Vincent Price, Mark Damon, and Myrla Farley. Number 69 is Fright Night, 1985. That's one I still have to watch. I guess, have you guys seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I have.
It sounds like a high school vampire thing.
It is.
number 68... The Bird with the Crystal Plumage, 1970. That's an Italian movie, which I guess we'll have to watch that. Number 67 is The Dead Zone. That was Christopher Walken. Bruca. That was an awesome movie. Really good book.
Yeah.
Another Stephen King. And if you like wobbly camera work, number 66, The Blair Witch Project, 1999.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw that one, too.
I think the dripping nose close-up was the scariest thing in it. But anyway, let's go back to Mensa. So number 7 in their top 10 list is Frankenstein. old zipper head runs amok in the 1890s Switzerland. Okay. Number six is Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Number five, here's Johnny. It's The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
Now that, and we're not even supposed to be scared of stuff, but that one had me in the willies. And number four is Aliens with Sigourney Weaver and Bill Paxton. That was, that combines like star people and Earth people having a really bad time. Okay. Well, I'll leave it at that for a bit, and let's carry on with you guys.
All right. Well, how about we take another wild caller?
Okay.
All right. 404, you have walked through the Halloween door. Hi.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Trick-or-treat. How are you, ladies? Thank you for
coming.
Hi,
I'm great. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Nydia. Nydia.
Lydia?
And what?
Lydia. And what can we do for you this eve?
This evening, I would like to know, I have been offered a family deal where it will work out for both of us in some sort of way. I own the house, and we want to rent to own for them. Do you think that's a good idea?
I'm actually seeing three people involved with this, and they're very, very all positive cards that they're showing for them. I'm seeing a woman who is in charge of herself. I'm seeing a man who is like a technomage, meaning that which he draws to him manifests. I'm also seeing a medical person. These all seem to be very stable people. So I don't know who all's in this family, but I really am getting the thumbs up on it.
Okay.
Does that resonate for you?
Well, they're church-going good people. They're related, like I said. And we're just debating if we should go with it or not.
Well, if I'm getting this good of a feeling, and you are as well, then I would say go for it.
Okay.
But let's see what Jan has to say.
Lydia, this is going to sound so corny, but I can't help it. I really did see bats for you.
You did?
Yeah, I really did. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm eager to move. I'm really eager to move, but I just don't want to make a mistake.
Right. Well, the bats were there, and it's a symbol of good luck and longevity, and it's the doorway to other realms. Let's see. And it's also gives you new levels of perception, increasingly levels of sensitivity to where you're going or being removed from. That could mean so many different things as far as, like, anything. But they're specifically saying, like, of illusion, things like that. And bat symbolizes the true clarity of inner sight or looking at things from a completely new perspective by turning things on their head. You are being guided to look within yourself and to find what you are wasting your time on or what is holding you back. And so it helps to look at things from a different viewpoint and helps you know when to make a move. And so that's saying. And then I just opened right up to the bat in this other book, just right there. and I just lost it again. So that's funny. And I just literally opened right up to it. Let me just look right at that, just out of curiosity. Have you ever had bats around you? I've had so many bats around me before.
It's so crazy you mentioned bats, because I just was told by a friend, he posted on Facebook that he has bats in his house, and I was just talking to him about bats.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. It says when you're in transition, you're going into a new cycle is emerging and basically letting go of habits and attachments that no longer serve you. And so however that can mean for you, that's what the bat is trying to give you right now. And you've earned your gifts as a visionary. It's a really neat animal to have. They're a shamanic type animal. It's going beyond the immediate circumstances and perceived limitations to see the bigger picture overall. Basically. So I'm going to just leave you with that and let you think about that. And it's a very positive animal to have around you. I love the bat.
Thank you.
Before I turn you over to Lynn, I just want to say that I've been accused of having bats in my belfry, but that's a good thing to me.
Yeah.
Lynn?
Yeah. No, I love those bats. They're really lucky in a lot of cultures. So that's a very good sign, I think, isn't it? Hi, Lydia. I get a really big green light on this project for you. And I'm also seeing a rainbow over the whole situation. Be careful when you're doing this with your family. Remember to communicate. Make sure you communicate all the time. Don't let anything build up. Keep everything on paper.
Yes.
I'm sure, like, when people, you know, go into these deals, I'm sure there's, you know, best intentions and whatnot. But just for everybody's protection, make sure everyone's reading the paperwork and is aware of it and have it on paper. I'm getting the number 28 for you.
28.
And I'm not sure what that is, but... I'm hoping you're going to get some good news on the 28th of a month coming up. But anyway, no, I get a really, really good feeling about this. And as I say, I see a rainbow over a house. And I'm just wondering, is there a garden in this house?
Oh, yes. We have a big yard.
Okay. Because I'm seeing a lot of harmony happening amongst the family members with the garden. You're going to have a really good time working in that thing. So enjoy your project. And I see a real go on this, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Can I sing with a Halloween story?
Sure.
Please, we'd love it.
When I was a young girl, it was five of us. We were stepladder children. You know, we were all one after the other. And my father went up to the attic, and somehow when he was coming down, he came down like with his leg hanging, like one leg hanging out of a...
Oh, I can just see that.
It was just so weird. You know how like when the witch traps one of your legs and then you end up hanging?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was a young kid and I always have that image in my head. And I always said to myself, did he do that? Or he said that somebody did it to him. That was so funny. I just wanted to share that.
Wow.
Cool. Oh, I can just envision it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My.
Neat. Well, thank you, ladies. Lydia. I appreciate your reading and everything you told me. I'll take it to heart, and many blessings
Great.
To you all.
Blessings,
many blessings.
Lydia. And
thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Ooh. Halloween.
Good luck. Happy thank Halloween.
Okay.
All right. Be sure tonight to get over to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Use that contact us link. Put in for prizes. I actually have two prizes I will be announcing tonight. So get over there. We'll save you a spot around the campfire circle. So let's see. We have more movies.
More movies. Okay. Now, there's two here I've never heard of, but I'm going to say them anyway. Number 65 on the Rotten Tomato list is Let Me In, 2010. Never heard of it myself. Have you?
No.
I don't recognize that one.
No, and neither do I recognize number 64, Attack the Block. Don't recognize the... Oh, but it's the guy by the guys who did Shaun of the Dead, so I bet it's a good one. Yeah. Number 63 is one of our all-time favorites, The Exorcist.
Yes.
Yeah. Number 62 is Phantom of the Opera, the 1925 version with Lon Chaney. And number 61, oh, this one is a creepy one too, The Wicker Man, the 1973 cut.
Oh, yeah.
Edward Woodward, Britt Eklund. Oh, my gosh, that was a creepy little flick,
it
wasn't
was.
It was.
It keeps you looking around really close to see what's coming.
Yeah, okay. All right, so on the going back to the Mensa list, number 3 is Carrie. Boy, Stephen King's just ripping this one up, eh? Carrie.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Oh, Carrie, yeah.
Yeah, creepy.
I just watched the new revised Carrie recently for the first time, the latest one. Yeah.
Any good? What did you think?
Oh, I thought it was great. Yeah. They did a good job on that one too.
Yeah.
It was it was outrageous. It was outrageous, the second one.
Good. Oh, no, that's great. Remakes aren't often the best thing. So, well, number 2 here is A Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger. Boy, they really, how many? I think they made about 67 of those things, eh?
At least.
Well, yeah, they went on and on and on. Okay, number 1. Oh, Psycho. Alfred Hitchcock. Janet Leigh. Yeah. Now, what they
say. Psycho.
So next they're going to tell us what's coming up. So October 30th, ooh, that's tonight, we've missed it. Vincent Price in the original House on Haunted Hill is airing on Turner Classic Movies.
Oh, and I don't get that channel anymore. They took it off Dish Network, all the Turner channels. I know.
I wonder if they're, oh, well, I'll tell you what. There's another one that's airing on Turner, and that's tomorrow at 8:45. I Walked with a Zombie. However,
I've done that in the grocery store.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's a horror movie unto itself. And tomorrow night on ABC, it's Poltergeist. That's a cool one. You know how they got the special... You know that thing, that the big monster that with the hair all floating around? You know how they shot that to get the effects?
How?
They put the model underwater and agitated the water and then filmed it through that. And that's how the hair floated like that. Pretty cool, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Low-tech, high-tech. Anyway, I'll leave it at that for now, and we'll carry on in a bit. And 'cause the movies are getting more recognizable as we go up this list.
Oh, they sure are. Well, I tell you what, we can sneak another caller in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
678, you're not too late join us around the campfire. What can we do for you?
Hi, ladies. I've been taking courses on my job for training and to get certification for higher learning. And the young lady over the course, I took the classes back in September, and I'm waiting on my certification. I should have gotten it by now. And last week I just realized I didn't get my certification. So I went to the lady in the department to ask her, you know, where's my certification at? How come I haven't received it? She said, really mean and nasty, oh, I didn't do it yet. And I said, okay. I said, can you tell me when you're going to get it done? She goes, no. I said, and what is your problem? And, you know, she just had she had a lot of shade, a lot of negativity around her, and I didn't want to get into it with her. So I just, you know, backed off. I asked her, when was she going to get it done? She goes, I don't know. So that was like on a Monday. And then Thursday I approached her again. She's off on Fridays. So Thursday, I approached her and I asked her, Thursday, were you able to get it done? And she says, no, I won't be able to get it done until next week. So I let this all this week go by up until today at 1 o'clock. Today she bites my head off. So now I'm at the point, okay, I'm about to nip your ass in the butt. One of two things are going to happen. Either I'm going to explode on you, but I'd rather take the professional approach and go to her boss and get to the bottom of it, and I want my certification. What is going on with her, and what is her problem towards me?
Okay. First of all, I agree with you going over her head. This is just totally unacceptable, the way she's been treating you. Could I get your name, please, so that we can have permission?
Sure, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Okay. All right. What I'm seeing here, Nicole, it sounds like she's involved in something that the company might find out about that isn't so good, something that's going to harm her personal and professional life, what I'm seeing here in the cards. And this is, she's just taking it out on everybody. It's not you personally. And what they're saying is, for you to just do what I just now suggested is actually go over her head, but do it gently.
And okay.
Just explain that you've been waiting on this. It hasn't happened. You've checked, and it's not done yet. You know, I wouldn't go into the fact that she's been nasty with you, just that she's been holding off on getting it done. But, yeah, she's got something going on. She's fearing for her own job and actually her own personal standing in the community, so to speak. Okay.
Okay.
Jan?
Yeah, I was seeing all kinds of stuff on this lady. a lot of scattered energy is what I was seeing, too. Really scattered. And it was like bouncing off the wall all over the place. And anyway, but concerning what the animal that I saw was a little orange kitty cat.
Aww.
Really sweet little orange kitty cat. So this is just so cute, and looks like he's coming
and then
over
she
to this.
Huh? The kitty cat that boxed.
It was a box.
No, the
not
cat
that
bark.
She boxed like woof woof.
Oh yeah.
Like a dog, well, she hollers.
I know, but this cat is just so just. Looks so sweet, and but it says about the cat reflects your independent nature, a free thinker. You often do not behave as people expect. Sometimes you may even take risks. But cat as your ally, you can seem to have a charmed life, naturally graceful and very sensitive. You are also very curious and clever. Once you know what you want, you don't have to hesitate. And if you may be interested in developing your own psychic abilities, too, someday.
Mm-hmm.
With the cat crossing your path, look for new inspiration coming into your life.
Okay.
And pay attention to the signs and the synchronicities of this. Follow your instincts.
Huh? So the cat was for me and not about her.
Yeah, the cat is about you. Oh,
okay.
No, there was a complete difference. Yeah, the
gotcha.
Cat is here for you. Yeah, I saw a very scattered energy with the lady. I saw a lady when you were talking. As you were talking, this lady appeared first as in black.
Okay.
And she was like, I don't know, flipping around. And then she turned into another person, like a housewife-like. Looking person, but then all of a sudden her hair and everything was standing straight up on end. And
that's funny because it really does.
Really?
Maybe she's Medusa.
It really stands up. Her hair stands up. It's hilarious, but go ahead.
Yeah, and then she turned into another, her scenario turned into something else, and it looked like she was running and just frantic. So everything that Linda's saying is exactly it. It makes a lot of sense. But this little kitty cat is giving you, let's see, if you face confrontation, know that the cat has appeared to protect you. So you're getting protection from the cat.
Okay.
And you're being protected right now. So That
so should
is
I,
basically,
I just want my certification. Should I approach her boss, or should I leave it alone and just let fate work its way? But I don't know how long it's going to be before I can get my certification, as long as she's acting like this. And it's already
right.
been a month and a half.
And what is your certification in?
Procurement, state purchasing.
Oh, okay.
A buyer.
Yeah. I would just, it feels like to me, but I could be totally wrong. I don't know. It feels like to me to just let it go for a few days and see what happens and then approach it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not immediately.
Okay.
That's what it feels like to me. Not immediately. Because she feels really, funny. Like what you're
Nicole?
Saying.
Yes.
Nicole, I'm wondering if, I was thinking Medusa when she said that about the hair.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you hold a mirror up to her if she'd turn to stone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lately, she's just, and it's like she walks in the door, she's so moody and evil, and, I don't want to upset the situation, nor do I like conflict. Who likes conflict? I don't. I'm a fighter. I will fight, though. If you bring it, I'm gonna handle it. But at the same time, I don't dare go there, because not in no job situation where it will affect my finances. So, there's a better way to handle it. So I just want, because today I came home totally angry. I had to sage. I had to get this spirit off of me. And I'm glad you said what you said about anger. People who walk in anger act in fear. And fear, it doesn't lead nowhere. And it just ends up worse than what it is. So I'm glad you said that. That rung a bell in me, because I don't need to get all upset because she's upset.
Right. You don't. Let's see what Lynn's got to add.
Wow, I'm getting pretty much the same thing as you guys did. And I will say, Nicole, I think you're a very grounded, intelligent person, and you're handling this very well, not getting the anger up in yourself. I know you're going to feel it, but you took it and you dealt with it properly. You just need to remember that hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something, what I wrote down for this lady, that she's having a bad day / bad week / bad millennium. I think she's one of those, unfortunately, some people, they learn through suffering, and they learn through repeated suffering, and they don't realize it's the choices they're making that are keeping them on this treadmill. She expects fear-based behavior from people. It's become kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. She's expecting it, so she's ready for it, and it happens. And as hard as it may be, try to send this person love if you can. She needs it.
Okay.
The hardest people to love are the ones who need it the most. But I would say, as I think what Jan said was very good, leave it for maybe another week. If nothing happens, go to her boss, but as Linda said, I wouldn't bring up any of the icky behavior, because she really can't help it right now. She's very messed up, and I think something that Linda said resonated. I think she's in fear of her own job, and she's probably not loved around the office. I don't know how she can help.
She takes on that victim mentality. And what it is she don't like to work. She's very lazy. And when people ask her to work, she fights you. You know, literally, she got to come out of her face and be nasty. And no one has time for that. We're all adults here. You know, who the hell, you're slowing down productivity. So as far as I'm concerned, we don't need you. But it's not my call. It's not my decision to say that. So, I stay away from that area. I let her boss handle her whatever way. But I'm just like, did I do something to this girl to make her feel like
this? No, it wasn't
did
you.
She, and she played head games with me on the courses. Like, the course originally had 6 courses and 6 tests. And I got through that. And then when I finished the 6th one, it was like, oh, we just added 2 more. You can't get your certification until you finish 2 more classes and 2 more tests. So then I go through 8 classes and 8 tests. And now it's like, oh, we just added 2 more classes. Well, first of all, give me the certification for the RFP so I can move on to the GCPM, because I'm not going any further until I get my RFP certification. And she's playing with me, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to hit you. I'm at that point mm-hmm. where now steam is coming out my ears and my nose.
Yeah.
Well, get it together.
Well, I'm glad you were able to come on and vent, because venting helps a little bit, and I hope that
yeah.
we helped you, Nicole.
I just
we really need to go.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Oh, I was just going to say, do you, Jan and Linda, do you sense this woman has a deep-seated jealousy going of other people? Like
that, too, and I feel like there's something going on in her personal life that she doesn't want revealed. But
yeah. So
yeah, I feel
strong. Yeah. Sorry,
yeah.
Jan, go. Yeah.
No, I sense something in her personal life very much going on.
Yeah. Yeah,
even
so
with
not,
maybe a family member, I'm not sure.
Yeah, she's in pain, and so don't hurt her anymore if you can help it.
Well, thank
be
you.
Strong.
Thank you for saying that. I won't
yeah.
hurt her.
You have a
thanks,
lovely,
Nicole.
Lovely energy. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh,
have
for
a good
sure.
night. Happy Halloween.
You too.
Happy
you too.
Halloween.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Jan, you've got a real story that happened to you, didn't you?
Yes, I do. It was several years ago, and I was driving home, I was driving to the store, and I was living at my mom's house, the other place I'd lived in for many years, and going very slowly because it was just in the residential area, and just driving along, and all of a sudden, I saw this guy on the street, on the left of me, walking, and he had a black hood on, and I was going really slowly, and I just noticed him, and I looked at him and go, ooh, he just looks funny, he looks strange, he doesn't look right, and I kept looking at him because I couldn't stop looking at him too, and that was the other thing that was weird, I couldn't stop looking at him. And then he turned his head and looked at me, and he had this black hood on, and all of a sudden his face came right into my car.
mm-hmm.
But he was still over there. You know what I mean? Like, like his face. Like then I realized he wasn't human. He couldn't have. I mean, he just wasn't, because his face came into my car, and I go, I was like panicked, like, oh my God. And then it stopped. It was just a visual. It was like a really scary visual for me. And I thought, what was that? And then I drove off because it scared me to death. And then he kept watching me from afar then. And so anyway, that was that. And I just thought, very, very bizarre. Very bizarre. I know it was a spirit, like a dark spirit. You know, I knew it was that by that time. So, and it bothered me though, because I thought, why do I have this now? You know, what's going on? Well, anyway, I did a healing with a friend's wife who does healing, and so I called her up, and she did a session on me, and she. She said, okay, I can tell that you have a hitchhiker. She called it a hitchhiker attached to you, and we need to get rid of it. And I said, okay. And she says, oh boy, he's a real clingy one. And I go, ooh, yuck, you know. And all of a sudden she does these like prayers and things to get rid of these spirits. And all of a sudden I see it. I actually see it, and it was the same one with the dark cloak.
Wow!
And I saw it come off of me and like go in, like how do I describe it? You know, it just came off of me and it like funneled and it went. You know, it went off into the atmosphere.
Ooh.
And I go, oh my God! I mean, I was in shock, and I told her the whole story. She says, oh yeah. That's what it was. Those dark entities will be around, and sometimes we create them ourselves by certain things that we are having in our life. It could be many things, you know, tragedy, loss, pain, all kinds of stuff. But they'll come around us,
And that one hooked on to me. He just hooked on. And so she let, and it was gone. And it was really neat because I did feel lighter. I actually did feel better and healthier during that time. I should probably do another healing like that too.
Yeah. But, it couldn't hurt.
Yeah. Oh no, it couldn't hurt because I, you know, because since then, since I've been involved in all of this psychic stuff, I've worked with people who have entities and stuff, and I've been involved with them. So I don't think they've attached to me, but you never know. You just never know what could happen with that. Yeah.
Yeah, good advice.
Yeah,
get somebody that you trust to help heal you, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You feel something is on you.
Yeah, they take them off of you, and she did it. And it was amazing how she did that. It's really neat.
Oh, wow. That'd be a good thing for a movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could just see the special effects as you were telling the story. It was like I could just see
Oh, really?
It. Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, for sure. Lynn, how about some more of those movies?
Okay, except I just remembered a ghost story that happened to my mom. Can I tell that?
Sure, sure.
Okay, because, the memory just came back. My mom was walking her dog a few years ago in down in the conservation area, and she met this guy who was also walking his dog. And she said he had a very striking appearance. He had like a Sherlock Holmes hat on and a long frock coat like the Australian sheepherders wear. So she thought, well, an interesting looking guy, and she didn't mind. So they took the dogs across the field and went for a walk, and they just chatted and had a nice visit. And then when they got to the marshes, the guy said, well, I have to go this way, so I'm going to leave you now, but it's been lovely walking with you and talking with you. And the guy said that he was the father of one of her neighbors. And so I guess a couple of weeks later, she was talking to this particular neighbor. And she said, oh, I met your dad the other week. I was walking with him in the field. And the neighbor looked at her, and she described the father. And she described the dog that was with him. And, yep, the identities matched. But the neighbor said, well, my dad's been dead for the last 10 years. So, my mom's in perfectly sound health. And she's always had energies around her. But she took a walk with a ghost.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, I've forgotten all about that one. But, that's true. She that happened to her. Very cool. So
awesome.
I used up my movie time, but that's okay. I'll do a few more later.
Oh, no, go ahead and give us a few.
All right. Well, where are we here? The Wicker Man was where we left off. Number 60 on Rotten Tomatoes is The Devil's Backbone. Then number 59 is The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Number 58 is The Mummy, 1932. That's a good one. That's Boris Karloff again.
Mm-hmm.
Number 57 is, David Cronenberg's version of The Fly, not the Vincent Price one. Interesting. That was a good flick, though. 56 is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, 1931. Frederick Marsh, Miriam Hopkins. And let's see. I'll give you one that's going to be airing. Ooh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre's on Friday, October 31st on Sci-Fi.
Ah.
And let's see, on ABC is Beetlejuice tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Now that one's a good one. Oh, and Night of the Living Dead, 7 p.m. on Turner. So, how's that for a little while?
Wow. That is
wild.
We got
more. I want to remind everyone, www.psychicsgonewild.com. Use the contact us link. Put in for prizes. We're going to have a lot of prizes building up more and more. When we get to December, we're going to be doing a lot of fun, amazing, valuable prizes. We want to thank Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa and Candy Club for October and November sponsors. We've got bluemoonnow.net. psychicsstore.com. So go check those sites out. You will be amazed at what you find there. And in November, I'll be creating commercials for those that we can air. But I would like to announce one of two winners tonight. This was sent to me by Jethro, who pulled this this afternoon, I think. And the winner of the book, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer, by Susan Liberty Hall and the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. Happy Halloween, Andrea Johnson in Florida. Congratulations,
Yay. Yay, Andrea.
I know, isn't that wonderful? I've got an
excellent.
Even bigger prize to announce a little closer to the end of the show, so be sure to keep putting in for those prizes. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to listen to a little story that I recorded earlier. So I'm going to put all of us on mute so that we don't bleed over, pun intended, into this Halloween story. Please do enjoy my story, Marcus' Amazing Costume.
Marcus' Amazing Costume by Linda Irwin. Marcus was excited for the night. The sun was setting, and he looked at himself long and hard in the mirror. He could not wait to join his friends going door to door and retrieving tasty treats to bring home. Marcus frowned. Why didn't his mother like his costume? It was certainly unique. The tradition in their village had been to wear costumes that denoted what they wished to be when they grow up. He decided he would be a trendsetter. There had never been a costume such as this, and he thanked his uncle for giving him this idea, though his mother thought it was grotesque and too frightening for a young boy to wear out in public. The literature, the legends, it was all too scary. He remembered what his mother had said when the moon was completely up from the horizon, angled in the sky. It was time to give up his adventure and return home. Marcus stepped outside, his bag in hand, looking down the street. Others his age were already out in their costumes, making their way from home to home. He steeled his nerves, expecting that everyone would be in awe and that he would have to fend off their praise and with somewhat false modesty. First one tenuous step, and then another. Then he was off to the home next door. There were two school friends already making their way to that door, an older female, one that his father had cautioned to pay attention to because they were elders in the tribe, was bending down and admiring the costume of a boy dressed as a pilot and a girl dressed as a doctor. They smiled and thanked the elder female. The boy hurried past him on his left, and the girl on his right. He proudly made his way to where the elder one was standing with the crockery bowl full of treats. He had rehearsed this and knew he could say it without falsetto, without his voice squeaking out in shyness.
Trick or treat!
As soon as the words were out of his mouth, he detected a look of not what he expected. Perhaps it was too original. Too exciting? Too accurate? Her eyes widened only slightly. Her mouth remained thin and tight. She scrutinized him, and then her eyes narrowed slightly.
"Hmm,"
was her response. Her long fingers with the very long nails of her right hand sifted through the packets of treats in the brown crockery bowl. She did not even look down at what her hand was doing. Her eyes remained locked in almost hypnotized gaze to the eyes of Marcus. She then selected a handful and reached out, dropping them in his open bag, which was quivering between his two shaking hands. He broke the visual connection and looked down.
"Thank you,"
he murmured. She said nothing and returned inside.
"Old people,"
Marcus sighed and turned, heading down the path to join the street. He turned to head to the house next door to her when he caught sight of a child he recognized. He picked up his pace and hurried forward.
Chaz!
He cried. Chaz turned and at first did not recognize him. Well, that was the idea, wasn't it? Costumes?
Marcus!
Chaz asked. Marcus caught up to him nearly breathless.
Wow! You look... cool!
Chaz finished.
Scary! Creepy!
Chaz had selected Scientist to be his costume. He even wore the long coat of one with various items protruding from his pockets.
You know,
Chaz reminded him, moving his hand up and down to indicate his manner of dress,
that there is no such thing. It's just stuff grown-ups tell kids to scare them so they don't sneak out at night and get took away.
The two started down the path to the next home.
But they're real,
Marcus insisted.
My uncle works for the ministry, and he's seen one. Who do you think helped me make my costume?
The boys had the subject covered in their classes, one that covered literature, astronomy, and biology. Chaz shook his head.
I don't know. Kind of strange. I'm not sure I believe. I do,
Marcus said proudly.
And I think one day, maybe in our lifetime, we'll get to meet them. I bet they come to our planet and come right down and say hello. My uncle's even got a picture of one of their ships.
The boys had arrived at the door of the next home. It was answered by a teenage male who was too distracted communicating his plans for a party to pay much attention. He absent-mindedly tossed the treats into their bags and turned away. The boys walked back out to the road. This was a very small village, and there were only a few homes in this neighborhood. The boys would hurry and get to the few remaining homes before the moon rose up high in the sky, as it was time to be home then. They filled up their bags, going door to door, mixed reactions about Marcus' costume, and not one word of praise the whole time for his ingenuity. At last, it was time to return to their homes. Chaz and Marcus stood on the path that would take Marcus right to his home. The pilot and the doctor and all of the children were busy scurrying to their own homes. Curfew was coming soon, but there was so much more Chaz and Marcus needed to share, so much they had to say to each to prove their points about the costume Marcus was wearing. Chaz went first, relenting slightly.
If it's true that they're real,
he said, his voice lowering to a whisper,
they're dangerous. Didn't your uncle say that they kidnap people like us, lock them away, and do weird experiments on them?
Marcus was scratching the top of his head and finally tore off his wig.
I don't think they're all like that. I think there's some good ones. I don't think we should all just hate them because we don't know them. I think we need to give them a chance. Be nice to them and maybe we'll see that they're not so different from us after all.
Chaz was staring at the top of Marcus' head and then looked down at the wig.
That probably didn't feel so comfortable.
No,
Marcus replied.
I don't know how they get used to the hair, but one day I'd like to meet one of these humans from planet Earth. I know they're real.
The first moon had set. The second moon rose up high above the horizon. Chaz and Marcus bid each other goodbye, their large almond-shaped black eyes reflecting the gentle light of the moon. Their packets of delicious flavored sweet liquid would be savored over the coming days. Marcus had enjoyed the mysterious adventure called Hello One, an ancient tradition that had supposedly come from somewhere beyond their planet a long time ago, translated from something beamed into space called a broadcast. The end.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that.
That was excellent.
Oh,
I just
you.
Love that story. I just love it.
Yeah.
I thought it was time to turn the tables a little bit, give a different perspective. There's, speaking of fear, there's so many people out there that, first of all, don't believe there are extraterrestrials. And if they do, many of them are afraid, and they shouldn't be. I mean, they're older than this planet. So if they were going to do something bad to us, don't you think they would have already done that by now? No, they're here to help us. I know this personally because I'm in contact. And you got to wonder, if they did go trick-or-treating, would it be like Marcus and Chaz? Something to think about, huh?
Yeah.
Jan, I think you've got one more poem, don't you?
I do. Boy, after that, and there's a big fly on my poem.
Oh.
Huge.
Is that a totem?
Yeah, I think it is. Here it is. It goes, "It's electrifying and sometimes petrifying. It's Halloween all day and Halloween all night. Let's be jamming in the neighborhoods and rocking with the pumpkins and their candlelight. We be trick-or-treating in the nice areas. We be trick-or-treating in the ghettos. We be trick-or-treating in the forest and in the meadows. Some of us are vampires. Some of us are ghosts. Some of us are animal dark night hosts, like owls and crickets and dogs and cats that love to hang out their night posts. How about that? Our doorbells are ringing and the Halloweeners are bringing that exciting... They're exciting costumes for us to see and trying to be scaring us as we are giving out a lot of candy. Trick or treat, let's sing this Halloween beat. It's a night to remember. It's way past September. We are in the midst of fall and we are getting ready to go to the Halloween ball to grab your partner and dance up a jig. We'd be Halloweening it up for the monster party gig. It's Halloween and nobody is mean. It's all for fun and frightfully joyous. Live it up for everyone here and everyone in the unseen. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween! I love it, love it, love it. Your poems are always so amazing, Jan. They really are.
Oh,
yeah.
And
thank
we have
you.
An amazing person helping
thank
out in the
you.
Chat room tonight. She's also one of our newest people that's on Psychics Gone Wild, Lori Connell. We love you, Lori C. Thank
yeah.
you so much for everything. And you'll be watching for her. And the best way you can find out when everybody's going to be on and who they're going to be on with, what time, hit that follow button. If you're watching it on the episode here on the internet, just scroll on up to the top there and you'll see a button that says follow. Click that follow button and you can get all of the upcoming episode information right to your email inbox and never miss another episode again. And always have our number on hand when we're on air. We're at 773-897-6461. So that's a lot of fun. Yes, indeed. I'm going to go ahead now and announce that other winner. But we've got lots of prizes coming. November, December, the closer we get, the better they get. But this one is a pretty darn good prize, if I say so myself. And this is $100 worth of psychic jewelry. Happy Halloween, Felicia Grimmer in Indiana. Congratulations. Just know that when you do get your package, you will have to sign for it. We have to be sure that people are getting what it is that they win. So congratulations, Felicia Grimmer. Well, all right.
Yay, Felicia.
Yeah.
Yes. Lynn,
yeah, Indiana.
Why don't we
I was
share
born
some
there.
More of those movies?
Okay. Where we left off, we're at number 55, and that's Reanimator, 1985. That's that H.P. Lovecraft story. I don't know if you guys remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Herbert West. Yeah, they keep bringing guys to life, and they really should stop, but they don't. Yeah, it doesn't turn out well. Number 54 is, again, A Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. Number 53, The Horror of Dracula. 1958, Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee. 52, never heard of this one, Deep Red. That sounds like a kind of a slasher, veins in your teeth kind of movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 51 is I Walked with a Zombie, 1943. Oh, Francis D is in that one. Number 50 is Eraserhead, 1977. Now, that's one of David Lynch's early movies. It's a creepy little flick. It's more about psychology than anything, but
Yeah, don't watch that one alone. Number 49 is Zombieland. Oh, that's a pretty new one. 2009, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, and Abigail Breslin. Number 48 is Dracula, 1931. And that's the Bela Lugosi one that everybody loves. Oh, did you guys ever see Nosferatu, the original?
Oh, I did. The black and white silent movie, yes. I love it.
That was the scariest one of all, boy. Shall I keep going, or do you want me to? You want to take another tack?
Oh, go
there,
ahead.
Linda?
Let's do a few more.
Okay, 47 is The House on Haunted Hill. That's a Vincent Price. That's pretty good, that one. Everybody ends up pretty much croaked. Number 46 is Shaun of the Dead. That's 2004. That's a pretty good movie. It's really worth watching. 45 is Carrie. And again, it's the original in 1976. 44 is Dawn of the Dead, 1979, because you got to have a sequel. Number 43 is The Shining, 1980. And it's the Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall, Danny Lloyd one. Scatman Crothers was in that. He was fabulous.
He was.
Yeah.
Do you he didn't last very long, but he was good.
Yeah. Oh, what an amazing guy. Yeah, he was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, too. He was pretty good.
Oh,
anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. He left us a bit too soon. However, there's an
amazing... I think that was one of the... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think The Shining was one of the scariest movies. For me, it was. Anyway, it was really scary to me.
Yeah. That's one book I can't read it and then keep the lights on. We're supposed to be like, we're supposed to be Ghostbusters and stuff. No, it still gets you sometimes. Yeah. Anyway, do you want to move on and I'll do some more later? I know we're running out of time, but.
Okay, well, we can take another caller, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. All right. 352, the campfire is with you. Hi.
Hi. My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi,
what
Andrea.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to, like, real quick, general, just whatever comes.
Okay. I'm seeing, first of all, that you're needing to shield yourself better. That's the very first card they pulled up for me, is that you need to shield yourself from negative energy. But I'm also seeing that there's a sense of security coming for you. I don't know if it's financial, emotional, spiritual, or any or all of the above. And that there is someone that you look up to as a mentor that's a male. It may not even be anybody that you personally know, but somebody that has been a good person for you to follow. Does this resonate for you?
I don't know who the male could be. And
it could be somebody... that you follow. It doesn't have to be someone you actually know, someone that inspires you, that maybe you read or watch or listen to.
I just listen to Joy FM a lot. I don't know.
Okay.
But the financial, I'm hoping that it comes. That was my main thing too, but you know, we all hope for financial, you know.
That's true. But I'm feeling like there's somebody that's giving you some advice. Like I said, it's not necessarily anyone you know. It could just be something that you're following, reading, listening to, watching. Somebody that has really good advice for you. Like, for example, Psychic Jethro. He's here on Psychics Gone Wild. That could even be who it is that you need to listen to. I don't know, have you talked to Jethro on air before?
Mm-hmm. We share the same birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday. It's coming up pretty soon.
Yes.
All right. Well, just listen to him. He's got your back. Trust me. Jan, did you have something for her?
Yeah. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
How are you? Good. And I saw the deer right away for you. Right away. And it says, more than ever, you need to trust your gut and gut instinct. You're poised for an enticing adventure, one that will take you down many different paths and lead to many important insights. Be gentle with yourself. And you need to find inspiration and resources for any creative project that you're working on. And you want to release any type of resentments. And also, let's see. It says if you want to release any resentments about anyone, it's a good time to do it now when that's what the deer is coming in to help you do, to give you courage and encouragement to do that, to release anything like that. And, gosh, it talks a lot about that. So I don't know if that's what's going on in your life. Right now you were saying something more about the financial, but also it says the deer is, it, the key words for deer is compassion, grace, intuition, and hidden strength. So you have a lot of hidden strength, basically, with the deer. And deer reminds you to take the feelings of others into consideration and be warm and careful in whatever you do. Take heart, and deer can ease your fears by inspiring you with heightened instincts and new insights. You are on your way to becoming your true self.
Okay.
So just think about that, and that's a nice totem to have around you. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. Lynn?
Mm-hmm. Just scribbling down here. Okay. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
The first thing I picked up from your energy was, are you feeling very blocked these days? I sense great frustration that you're trying to move forward and
mm-hmm.
you're feeling like you're being blocked.
Yes.
I'm sensing that there may be another person that is you feel is holding you back. Perhaps.
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry, love, could you repeat that?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
You said yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. I've written down here for you, Andrea, time for a change. And the change is going to come from within you. So Linda's advice was very, very good. To take that to heart. You've got to remove, like, a lot of the blocks that you're feeling are coming from you yourself. The image I'm getting, and it's a movie image, that's what they send me a lot, there's a scene in The Wizard of Oz where the lion says, or I guess the lion freaks out and the guy goes, "What's the matter?" He says, "Somebody pulled my tail." And he says, "You did it yourself." That scene is applying to you, my dear. Just in that, be careful you're not causing the blocks yourself by negative thinking. One thing I wrote here for you is it looks like everybody's able to do this whole living on Earth thing a whole lot easier than you. But honestly, everybody has to struggle a little bit, and you're going to be okay. Just don't get in your own light. Try to cultivate a very positive attitude. As for work, I see you doing something in a helping capacity. Have you ever seen yourself doing, like, physiotherapy for people or helping people to regain their strength?
No. I mean, I've done CNA work and stuff, but that was a while ago.
Yeah. Well, you might consider retraining, getting into some courses or something to help just get into some kind of work situation where you're able to help others. I think that would bring a lot of good energy back to you. But really, you're not doing that badly. It may feel worse than it is, but you're going to be okay. And I do see, like, it is time for a change for you. And once you can make that change in yourself, you're going to see the things around you change. And I do believe for the better. Just keep your shields up, keep your energy balanced, and keep the white light protection around you, and work on being a little more positive. Always good to help other people if you're feeling bad. Just do something good for others, and it comes back in a good way to you.
Does that help you?
Yes.
Take your care.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrea.
Okay.
Okay.
Bless you,
Andrea. Right. Bless you. Well, let's just do a few more of those movie things, and then you can tell everybody where they can go find the rest of them.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump a little bit here to number 23 because I think we're running short on time here.
Right.
Night of the Living Dead. That's on two lists. It must be good. 68. Number 22 is Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978. The Birds is number 21. Peeping Tom, 1960, is number 20. Number 19 is The Evil Dead 2, 1987. Number 18 is The Innocents, 1961. Number 17 is The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the 1956 version. And then number 16 is Eyes Without a Face, 1962. And I have never heard of that in my life. Have you?
No.
No, no.
It looks, yeah.
It sounds like it. I might have.
Yeah. I have lost my link. I clicked on the wrong thing here. So I'll just take you to another movie that's coming up on HBO tomorrow night is The Conjuring, the haunted house film that introduced us to the possessed doll and current film star, Annabelle. I'm of two minds about these movies, really, because they don't do a lot for the other side, you know? You know what I mean? It's like, cool, but yeah. They're not all out to get you and chew on your teeth or chew on your neck or anything like that, really.
I know.
Yeah, little vein of salt. But anyway, yeah, I'll try to get this link back. Sorry, I clicked when I should have clocked. Okay.
Well, I hope everybody is enjoying our little spooky Halloween Eve around the campfire.
Yeah.
And always, if you need to, go back and listen in the archives, not just to this show tonight, but to any. You would be amazed at people that call in for readings, how often their questions and the answers that all of our family gives on here applies to you. It's called synchronicity. Even if you don't actually get to talk with us on air, oftentimes you will get to hear your answer. But if you want that personal one-on-one reading time, where do you go? Not Ghostbusters. You go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Schedule that personal one-on-one reading time because we can spend time with you a lot better and more personally and tune into you better than we can here on the radio. Well, Jan, why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Okay. My email is jandrake007@hotmail.com, and I have a Facebook page called Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm on the website of www.psychicgonewild.com, and I'll be having a website come out of my own probably in 2015.
Ooh, look forward to that. Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm at work. You can email me at worklight99@gmail.com. And my website is http://lbleasdale.wix.com/Lynn.
Oh,
okay.
Fabulous. Do go check them out. Check out all of our family, as you can find them all on psychicsgonewild.com. Tomorrow is actually Halloween.
Ooh.
Yes, it is. And Jethro Smith and Patty Negri have a wonderful Halloween party planned for you, but you got to be there early. Why is it earlier? So that you can go trick-or-treating and partying later in the day, as we all will. So be sure to check them out tomorrow at a very, very special Halloween time, 1 p.m. Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific. So we look forward to seeing you there. Enjoy it. Have a great and safe and happy Halloween. Make sure your kids stay safe. Only let them trick-or-treat at places you understand are going to be safe. Also, keep your animals indoors. You never know what could be out there that could scare them and they could get hurt. So, everybody, until tomorrow, happy Halloween and stay wild.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Ooh.